History's Battle of Trenton featured George Washington crossing the Delaware and then marching to what was then a small town to defeat the Hessians. But the city's modern-day battle is one of image and persistent problems. In February, then-Mayor Tony Mack was removed from office following his conviction on 6 counts of bribery and extortion. Elected 4 years ago, Mack's time as mayor was filled with controversy and, according to interim mayor George Michel, an inability to govern, as evidenced by the mess Michel says Mack left behind.
18,000 emails he never opened up in his computer. Bills that haven't been paid in years. Vendors he hasn't gotten back to.
Michel says Mack mistreated so many city workers, Trenton is awash in lawsuits.
For $1 million, I could have bought garbage trucks that we need. Instead, we're going to give it out to lawsuits.
Michel, who's also council president, is drawing criticism for some of the personnel moves he's making as mayor. However, he's not one of the candidates running for the job. The front runner is Eric Jackson, who nearly forced a runoff election against Mack in 2010. Jackson's resume is in banking and in government. He's currently public works director for the city of Plainfield.
I love Trenton, and I love Trenton because this is where I grew up, and I saw growing up safe parks, clean streets where seemed everybody had a job and they could take care of their families, and there wasn't crime of this magnitude.
Trenton is struggling with crime. The police department laid off nearly a third of its force in 2011, but has hired back a few dozen of the 100-plus let go. Still, crime is up. 37 homicides last year.
We need more cops on the street, but that's only a part of what we all recognize. We understand, or certainly I understand, that we cannot arrest away this problem as well, that we have to bring our faith-based leaders together, our business community together, our educators together, and use a comprehensive approach to how do we combat the gang violence, one, the guns on the street, and then alternatives that individuals will need.
Keeping young people out of gangs is a huge challenge since Trenton's high school graduation rate is not quite 49%.
So over the last 15 months or so, I've been out with nonprofits, with educators here in the city, across our state, talking about how do we effectively engage parents in the process as one step, which I think is a major step, to help them be a part of this lifelong education process.
Trenton's taxes rose nearly 2.5% this year, stressing homeowners and businesses. Jackson says one remedy would be to ask the state to transfer some of its downtown parking lots to the city. He says the lots are in a location perfect for new businesses and housing.
It overlooks the river, and if we can do some very good, I'm confident we can, mixed-use, retail, residential housing, and some nice combination of development with our transit hub, we can create a revenue stream through ratables that will make us not ask the governor for a special allocation, but we can be responsible to building up our own community and creating a transit hub right off of the river that would be very attractive to many people.
Another front runner is former Trenton Police Director Jim Golden.
As a retiree here in Trenton, I'm not at all happy with the direction of the city, particularly as it relates to governance. So I'm stepping up in this race for one simple reason, and that is to help move the city of Trenton in a vastly different direction, and that direction, of course, is forward.
With his police background, Golden says he's best equipped to tackle Trenton's crime problem. He would try to add 50 new officers in his first year as mayor and says he would work to develop relationships with the state, county, and other entities to win funding.
I think to the extent that we can demonstrate that we have a highly qualified, competent, ethical leadership in City Hall, I believe that the governor and those other individuals and agencies are poised right now to step in and help us. I think they want to do that.
In addition, Golden wants to reopen Trenton's 4 shuttered libraries.
It's a formula for disaster. It's no wonder that we broke records for homicides and shootings and other violent crime when we're shutting down libraries and we're doing the very basic things that help to prevent and mitigate crime problems.
Golden's plan for jumpstarting Trenton's economy is trying to attract young college grads and professionals. But young couples looking to start families look for good schools. Golden's first education goal is improving Trenton's graduation rate to 75% in 4 years. Even though the state provides the lion's share of funding to the schools, he says Trenton needs to step it up.
The city can do a better job of providing the additional layers of support around student and family social services. For example, those layers are required before children arrive for school. And I think that too many of those layers are missing right now, and the city can step in to mitigate that void.
Tomorrow, we hear from the other four candidates, Paul Perez, Bucky Leggett, Kathy McBride, and Walker Worthy. Mary Cummings Jordan, WHYY News.